This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Amid rising overdose rates, a state anti-stigma campaign allows all Coloradans to order and send up to 6 free cards to people who are living with addiction this holiday season. People can also download digital cards from recoverycardsproject.com. Many of the artists are in recovery themselves. Nearly 1,500 people in Colorado died from an overdose in 2020. Coloradans concerned about their substance use or a loved one can call the Colorado Crisis Services. The Ute Mountain Ute Tribe has launched an online dictionary for the Ute language. CPR's Paulo Shalceda has more.
The language's future is at risk. The tribe estimates there are about 110 fluent speakers left. The Utes partnered with a nonprofit that helps indigenous tribes, like the Lakota, preserve their languages. A team of linguists worked with 21 Ute speakers to build the dictionary. About 7,000 words have been collected. It will be updated as more words are defined and verified by experts. The dictionary is available for free online and on mobile devices. I'm Paulo Shalceda, CPR News.
The planet Venus is especially visible in Colorado skies this week and will stay that way through the start of the new year. The Denver Post reports the planet's orbit has brought it slightly closer to Earth than usual. Stargazers can spot Venus along the southwest horizon now through early January. It will be the second brightest object in the night sky after the moon. This is CPR News and KRCC. This hour, we're listening to more Here and Now. What were your favorite movies of 2021? How about The Green Knight? Maybe West Side Story? In 20 minutes, we'll get one NPR host's top 10 picks of the year. And later, something for the bird enthusiasts and really nature enthusiasts among us. An incredibly rare type of eagle was recently spotted in Massachusetts. Find out more. Stay tuned.